Well, good morning to each and everyone. It's a blessing to be here and get to meet together again and not have to worry about getting in trouble or just don't have that fear. We can still freely meet, and it's a blessing to share our lives with brothers and sisters. This morning I have just two separate thoughts here that I wanted to share, and we'll see how I can tie these together in a meaningful way. I just wanted to talk a little bit about fear this morning, and as I was thinking about this, the verse came to mind. It said in John 14:1, it says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And I just thought, in the world now, there's a lot of fear goes around, and a lot of people seem to be controlled by fear, and that fear can creep into our hearts as well if we let it. And I just thought, through all this, God does not want us to be fearful. He doesn't want our hearts to be troubled, but as we look out across the world, we know things are happening, and it seems like the last days are closer than ever before, as we see a lot of the birth pangs, the Bible calls it, of things that are leading up to the last days. And sometimes it's easy to forget why we're here and forget that the Lord is coming back. It's easy to get wrapped up in our everyday lives and living our lives and building our businesses or fixing our houses or whatever it may be, and forget that one day we're going to die or the Lord's going to return. And it's just easy to forget about that and the real reason that we're here. There's a verse that has stuck out to me for many years now, or several years probably. In Wisdom of Sirach 7:36, it says, "With all your words, remember the time you will die and you will never sin." And it's just something that, a verse that comes to mind every once in a while, that, I'm going to die someday. My life is going to end. Things aren't going to stay the same. And it's just a good reminder to remember that we are all destined to to die one day, and just to help us put in perspective the way we live our lives. It's just easy to forget that. And the Lord is coming back one day for His own, and we hope to be a part of that great day. And just looking at the world, as I said, the fear that can come to us. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." There's a healthy fear of the Lord, but most fear in the world is coming directly from Satan. And it's a paralyzing fear. I thought of the story of Pilgrim's Progress when he was making his way, Christian was making his way to the heavenly land. And at one point he gets to, I think, a castle that he has to go inside. And at the entrance of the castle, there's two lions that are there just waiting for him. He looks ahead and he gets fearful, and these lions are in the path. But I think someone gives him instruction that he's just to walk straight ahead and stay on the path and he'll be okay. And so he does that, and he finds that the lions have chains and they can only reach so far, and he can reach through. If he would have let fear paralyze him, he just wouldn't have gone through and gone back and said, "I couldn't make it. There were lions in the way and I just couldn't get there." But the Lord saw him through because he was faithful to go through his fear and just trust, and found that there was a way through. It's just a blessing that the Lord will provide a way for those that are willing to trust in Him and to push through and not let fear paralyze them. Anyway, I just want to encourage each one not to let all the world and its gloom and doom that we see every day in the news and everything, just not to let it to make us fearful, but just to make us ponder that the Lord is coming back and that we need to watch and pray. Many times Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. And instead of being fearful, it ought to drive us closer to the Lord. Just let not your hearts be troubled. Does anyone have any prayer requests or comments? For those that are sick among us, Andy. All right, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the beautiful world you've created, the snow and the cold weather. We thank you for health and life. And we thank you for each other, for the blessing that we can be to each other. Pray for Andy and the others that are sick among us. You bless them and give them healing. And pray for Brother David as he brings us the message. You'd fill him with your spirit and we would be attentive and to learn and not go away without taking something with us. In Jesus' name. Amen.